show, and to say thank you for stopping by. As I said, there will be a bit of a learning curve. This is Blog Talk Radio. I'm sure you all know where you signed in, or if you just touched the link on your Facebook or on your Twitter readout, then you will, or you may not know where you are. See, this is live shit, you understand? You got to pull it all together so you don't have to worry about getting it wrong because there's editing. But so this is, again, very, very new kind of vibration for Cleo here. But this answers the question for myself of what will I build? Not only did I do a complete redo, I moved out of the neighborhood, found myself a fresh plot of land, and here I go. This is what I am choosing to build, and that will be Conversations with Cleo live via Blog Talk Radio. Now, I do want to give you all just some technical updates. For those of you who were used to visiting us at Podbean, Podbean was the second vibration in the URL address. For Blog Talk Radio, it works much the opposite. So it is www.blogtalkradio.com/ conversations with Cleo, all one word. All right. So here we go. Twitter handle, still the same, at Real Miss Cleo, R-E-A-L-M-S, as in Sam, C-L-E-O. And yes, I have finally arrived on the Facebook scene. If any of you out there had signed up or, what do you call it, liked, I'm still new, so don't get vexed with me. For any of you out there who like or have friended someone on Facebook that claims to be me, I will tell you this is my first time on Facebook in many, 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 many years. I think I was on originally for probably 30 days one time, probably about 5-6 years ago. And I have not been on since until there is a page up for Conversations with Cleo. So I say all of that to let you all know that this is the only authentic Facebook page if it belongs to Conversations with Cleo. And by all means, I welcome your likes. I welcome your friending. And we will get, if that's how it works on a show page. See, again, this is all very brand new for me. It is completely out of my comfort zone. However, I want to build something different. So this is what I am doing. So some of you are going to say, okay, well, Miss Cleo, there's a learning curve and there's all these really cool bells and whistles that you have. However, why move from Podbean? What about your listeners who may not be able to find you easily enough? And what I say is that Podbean is a great site. I don't have anything negative per se to say about Podbean. What I do perceive is that they grew much faster than they anticipated, perhaps. And so from time to time, there are technical difficulties that I have spent 30 minutes, 40 minutes trying to figure out if I did something wrong, only to find out that it was not necessarily my issue, but was an issue with Podbean. So in light of that, I didn't want to put my listeners through it. It can get very frustrating. And what will happen is your listeners will tune in. They can't get the show and they'll stop tuning in altogether. So I had to effectively make some changes that would even allow for my growth or for the growth of Conversations with Cleo. As I said to you all, some of you may be listening today that follow me or that did listen to me on Podbean. And there is a whole series of shows that I did which were preparation for 2013. And one of those things that I said that we had to manifest, that we had to make sure that we factored into the building of 2013, and that was to be prepared for your success. And you say, well, Ms. Cleo, I don't need to be prepared for my success. Success must be easy. Not so, babies. Success can bring a sense of overwhelm. Success can bring all manner of hiccups that perhaps you may not have anticipated. So when you are out there manifesting and building in 2013, make sure that you are preparing yourself for your success. I share this lesson again because some wonderful things have been happening to me just in this first month of the new year, and I've got caught slipping just a tad. I have not been completely ready and prepared for my success. So that is one of the things that I am committing to even in the last 4 days of this first month of 2013. So that was the reason for the change and for the move. I say to you all that because we have made this move, we will be able to bring a changed, renewed, more entertaining Conversations with Cleo. We will be able to present you with something that will answer to so many of the vibrations that those of you have emailed me and tweeted me over the last 6 months. So, Ms. Cleo, what about YouTube? Ms. Cleo, what about this? What about that? Want to be able to talk to you, Ms. Cleo? So with Blog Talk Radio, and the way that I will be navigating it is there will be an opportunity for live call-ins to the show, which is a hoot for me because I just think how crazy is that, right? Because this is really one of those dreams coming to fruition for me. So I am giddy with excitement, but also at the same time, a little bit tiny anxious about making sure I get it right for all of you all. So I will have this honed and humming like a bird probably after the first Mercury retrograde. So again, from the gate, I implore you for your patience and I give you big hugs and enough love for your patience. See? So there are some things that are changing with the show. Those of you who listen to the show on Podbean, the show was 5 days a week, and the show typically aired, 3:33 p.m. Every day. Sometimes we didn't do so good with being on time, and I had said to you all that I was going to make a greater commitment to do a better job at that. Well, Blog Talk Radio almost will assist me in doing a better job with that because this show is indeed live. I am sitting in my dining room looking out on a most glorious day here in South Florida. I believe the temperature is moving through a mid-70s here. A nice breeze, probably, probably 10-12 miles out of the south. So that will work very, very well for so many people who I know are in places where it is snowing. But it allows me to just kind of have a little fun with it like that. And you can call in from all over the world. So there is no limitation about where you can call in. In particular, if you have Skype, it seems to work even better. But like I said, it was a 5-day-a-week show. Now it will be 3 days a week, all right? Monday, Wednesday, Friday, all right? And in those 3 days a week, we will indeed air at 2:30 p.m. Monday, Wednesday, Friday. The show format total will be 45 minutes. Now, that's a lot of airtime for one person to fill and for you all not to get bored out of your minds. So here are some of the changes that will be part of Conversations with Cleo. We will indeed be recording at least 4 to 7 ads that will air throughout the show. A couple at the beginning of the show, a couple at the middle of the show, and then a couple at the end of the show. And this is all part of our commitment to small businesses. And we will have recorded ads, if you would, 15 seconds to 30 seconds for each business that will basically tell you what they do, where they're located at, how to get a hold of them, and we will also make those links available on the cover page for the show. We also will have those links available elsewhere. See, I want to know what you do when you start to yawn. You know what I'm saying? Because now I can't even edit it out. Now you guys are like, what's Mrs. Cleo doing? She got quiet. Trust me, I'm not smoking nothing. I just I needed to yawn. Okay, so where was I? So we'll have the ads for small business. We will also hopefully be able to feature a local musician or an independent musician, and we will play their whole track from start to finish for your listening pleasure. We will also include news updates on stories that we have covered here at Conversations with Cleo. So just because it doesn't make it on the cable news doesn't mean that it's not news. We, that was a big smack in your ear. Sorry about that. We hope to have more one-on-one interviews with people from all manners of walks of life that can share knowledge with us. That will be the objective of the interviews. The interviews will be about someone bringing you and sharing something with you that you may not have known. And these will be, for lack of a better label, because I don't really like them, but for lack of a better label, experts, if you would. So we will also have three very specific segments that will happen throughout the show. So first segment will probably be about 14 minutes. Second segment, about 14 minutes. And the last segment will probably be about 10 minutes. We're also hoping to be able on some Fridays do a very fun and titillating call-in show. So for those of you, as you come to find me here at Blog Talk Radio, I'm quite excited about possibly chatting with any of you. For those of you out there who love me and might be concerned, don't worry. We have wonderful buttons that if somebody gets unruly, we just simply hang up. I think it's fabulous. Don't you think it's fabulous? All right. Now, Miss Cleo, are you going to be talking about the same things? Oh, yes, my dear. I do so enjoy what I chat about. We will still be doing food reviews, you know, for different restaurants, reviews on some of the great food cooking shows on television, which I watch a great deal of. We will continue to talk about the old school remedies via herbs and seasonings and how those things can help us feel better, help us be stronger, mind, body, and spirit all together. We'll be talking about life, you know, because life is life, as my Dundun used to say. We also will be keeping up with the LGBT community, any events, news, etc., etc. I know here in the Palm Beach County areas, we have our Pride much earlier in the year. I'm not quite sure what that's about other than weather. However, down in Miami and Fort Lauderdale, they do wait until June, which is official Gay Pride Month. However, in the Palm Beach counties up here, we go ahead and celebrate sometime, I believe, either it is middle of March or the third week in March. But I will keep you all posted to that. I may do a live feed from one of the local restaurants as we do Pride, but we'll keep you posted on that as well. One of the nice things about Blog Talk Radio is they allow you to promo and advertise up to a month in advance, which allows people to take the time get ready for the show or possibly leave themselves a reminder or whatever the case may be. I understand it now. Those places where you want to yawn, that's when you push the button and you play a commercial. No, there's nothing wrong with me. I have been working like a one-legged man in a butt-kicking contest for the last 2.5 weeks. And this past weekend, I decided to party a little bit, and I think it's taken its toll on this delicious Monday morning. We will also continue to have the conversations, you know, about the metaphysical, astrology, astronomy, and spiritual vibrations that don't fit into the reasonably explained as it has been laid out for us over the last couple of hundred centuries. Wow. I don't think I said that right. The last couple of centuries. The last couple of hundred centuries. You know, I probably did say that right, but nobody has been counting for that long. At least not that we can tell, right? We also are going to, in our continued commitment to support small business, we will be featuring a small business of the week for the balance of 2013. And what that will mean is we will pick a local business. And I would ask that you all as well, contact me, give me a shout out, drop me a tweet, send me an email. If there's a really solid local business in your community that you would like for me to give some love to, give a shout out to on the air, I am more than happy to do that. We are going to continue to develop different segments that will allow us to stay committed to this effort, to this activism, to this action, to continue to raise up small businesses. None of the ads, for those of you who are new to me, are new to Conversations with Cleo, none of the ads for small business will bear any charge to the business owner at all. Those ads will be placed on shows 3 times a week without fail, simply because we support small businesses. We support our community. And so that is one of the many ways that we will continue to hang in there with small business and watch this whole economic downturn soar for the skies where everyone will be feeling good. Now, I also mentioned that people can call into the show, all right? So I don't know how many of you out there that are hanging out with me today on Blog Talk Radio, but let's take a gander, and I'm hoping I don't embarrass myself, because I understand many, many, many folks are sleeping. People who listen to me on the other side of the world, they're asleep right now. For folks who are in the area but maybe at work, they probably can't listen. And I know it's an odd hour, so some of you are going to bitch at me, but guess what? The shows get archived. So if you get the opportunity to hang out with us on the air at 2:30 p.m., either on a Monday or a Wednesday or a Friday, we welcome you to call in. The call-in number is 347-826-9597. Did you all get that? I'm going to say it one more time. 347-826-9597. don't all rush the phones at one time. All right. So, you know, so this is what it's going to kind of look like a little bit. This looks a little hurried and a little ragged, but it's not going to be ragged like that. I did make myself notes. So what did everybody do on the weekend? You want to know what I did on the weekend? I told you, I played too much. But here's what I caught playing, and I can't blame. I didn't do anything so outlandish. But I had an opportunity to do something that gives my heart such a lift. It is what I call my recharging. It's so necessary to my personal existence. And I got to spend time with friends and family this weekend, and different ones. It's been a hoot. You know how sometimes if you don't see people a whole heap, you really do miss them because you recognize that they are so necessary to your up and down. So I got to spend some grand time with my dear friend, Alan Hendricks, who you all know is running for city commission for Boynton Beach, Florida, District 3. Again, if you get a chance, visit his website at www.allan, A-L-L-A-N, Hendricks, H as in Harold, E-N-D-R-I-C-K-S. He is an amazing individual. I found the interview to be very, very honest, and I appreciate him for all that he does for me. And I am most excited and most happy to support him in his efforts to show that same love and that continued love to his little hometown, his little hamlet, Boynton Beach, Florida. And I visit Boynton often, so I am very... My partner always teases me about how I, because I usually say Boynton, and she said I'm supposed to say Boynton. So I don't understand. I don't hear it. I figured there's an N. It's B-O-Y-N-T-O-N. So Boynton. But you know what can I tell you? So that we went and we had some fabulous Thai food over at Taikyo in Manalapan. For those of you who are visiting from colder parts around the world, go and check them out. It's some lovely fare. They have outdoor seating, indoor seating, and the food is always very, very good. It's about moderate pricing, though, okay? So anything, they have wonderful soups that start about $5.50, and your main entrees can go up as high as $28, $29. They have a delicious appetizer menu. So there are many, many options, and there are specials always. So I just wanted to let you all know that, because, you know, every time I get to talk about food, I'm going to do it. Also, on this past Friday, one of the ways that I started my weekend off, I'm sorry, I'm having a hot flash, and so I opened my fan, and I didn't realize I probably frightened you all as much as I frightened Cece. Just jumped up. I apologize. I am going to get this etiquette down to a science, have no doubt. Like I said, once we get past that Mercury retrograde, this is going to become a very, very easy flow and vibe. So I appreciate you. I don't have a staff of 27 putting this together for me. I have probably a staff of two that help me. Help me put this together. And then I do need to now give a shout out to them and say how much. I haven't asked if I could say names, so I can't do that right now. But they keep me grounded. They keep me connected. They keep me timely, which sometimes can be an issue. Understand that I am being taught and schooled by some of the best with regard to social media, because again, a little bit out of my comfort zone, seeing that I just came to the Twitterverse probably at the beginning of last year. And it has been interesting. I've only received one death threat on the whole vibration, which I figure that's not bad, eh? But anyway, I digress. As I go back, Friday evening, I started off my weekend quite lovely, and I need to give a shout out to the Haitian All-Stars in New York. at Miss Lily's restaurant there. They invited me on, Hard Hittin' Harry, along with his wonderful crew, invited me on for a little conversation, and I obliged. Hard Hittin' Harry and I go back long time, long ways. And we just had a blast. They were so lovely to me. They showed me so much love, and I was so excited about it. Because I'll be honest with you, I don't really like the press vibration. I don't like asking, you know, I don't like answering. I don't like asking, Lord Jesus. See, before I would have edited something like that out. I don't like answering foo-foo questions, and I don't like, you know, having to deal with idiocy. Eh? But let me tell you something. These young people, and Harry's not that younger, that much younger than I am, but, you know, I'm not going to throw him under the bus. He loves me. I love him back. However, these wonderful young people, they made me feel so welcome in a vibration that is sometimes difficult for me. And I thought to myself, when I got off of the interview and whatnot, and my partner looked at me and she said, wow, this is a great way for you to begin 2013 with such a positive experience, with, you know, making yourself available, you know, to the media. And my friend Harry and his show and the Haitian All-Stars is a very popular show, very important show, and a very poignant show. So it was not just something that I was doing to go hang out with a friend and a few of his crew. This was a very serious vibration. They worked very hard to put together a delicious and informative and entertaining show. And I, again, am humbled and honored, and can't wait to go back and visit. Now I'm going to have to wait until the winter is over so I can pop into New York just so I can go to Miss Lily's. I hear that the jerk sauce is wicked. You hear me, man? I am an Escovitch fan, and so I am looking forward to going and visiting the Haitian All-Stars at Miss Lily's in the coming months this year. I got to make it happen, you all. I'm coming to see you, coming to get some big hugs in person. And for those of you who are saying, well, Miss Cleo, has anybody called in yet? I'm going to be honest, nobody's called in yet. But you got 17 minutes and 30 seconds. That's all right. See, here's the deal. Everything happens for a good and wise purpose, because if folks were calling in now, I probably still need to get a little bit better handle on how to put everybody on the air live and how to make everything happen. But we are so committed to making that happen. But I'm hoping that you all are going to enjoy us rebuilding this vibration. And for those of you out there that love HGTV like I do and my partner do, to watch people build from the ground up is quite an experience, you know what I'm saying? Or to renovate, it can be quite an experience. And much of it can be filled with delicious laughter, and a lot of it can be filled with, you know, trips to the emergency room for hitting your thumb with a hammer too hard. But thank God we don't have any tools like that that we have to deal with. I just have to deal with some of these, you know, HTML tools and put it over here and drop it down over there and pull that menu down over there. But we are quite excited here at Conversations with Cleo. Just to add, lots of things going on this year, and they are going to slowly but surely make their way out into the greater cyberspace sphere, if you would. I bet you I can't say it that three times. So the first joy in my soul will be the release of my second spoken word CD entitled Full Moon Madness. Yes. Very, very excited. Got an opportunity to work with some remarkably talented individuals. I'm afraid to say much more because I don't want to spoil any other surprises, but I am just so over the top about this. It has been a healing experience, and sometimes it's been a bit overwhelming. And that's what I was talking about, being prepared for that success. So I am trying to get prepared for all of the positive response that I am manifesting that comes back from this CD. It is certainly a project that has been in the making for, my goodness, I guess I went to 2000. Wow, it has been in the making now for almost 5 years, which kind of gobsmacks me because I always mess myself up when I do the math, you know, because it's like, really, has it been 5 years? Are you kidding me? I dropped my first CD in 2007. And so this is now 2013, right at the beginning. And so it is really wow. Because so much has changed in my life. And I'm sure if you all sit back and take stock at just the last 5 years and ask yourself, are you a different person? Have you learned some new things? Do you feel some new things? Have you met some new people? Did you say goodbye to some old people? Have you lost some hair? Have you gained some hair? Are your eyes equally as good? Do you get your sleep? Do you feel good? There's all kinds of questions to ask self. And then at the end of that conversation, give yourself a mental, emotional hug and say, good work. Because if you're still standing and you were standing in 2007 and you're still standing right now, you need to give yourself a round of applause because it's not an easy thing to do. Some people just completely lost their confidence, their will, their desire. Others got very angry. Others simply took their life. Alrighty then, how exciting is this? We have somebody on the line, so we're going to take a quick moment here and see who we've got on the line. Hello, you're on with Conversations with Cleo. Who am I chatting with? Hello? Hello? Okay. Hello, are you there?
I am. Hello, how are you?
I am fine. You are on with Conversations with Cleo. Who am I talking with today, dear?
Hi, Cleo. It's LeVan.
Hi, LeVan.
I just wanted to call and say congratulations on the launch. Congratulations on so many things that you have out coming out, from the spoken word CD to the
See, it's tough when you're live on air, man, right?
I never call into anything. So I am literally losing my mind. But congratulations on everything that you have, all success. I just wanted to jump in and be the first one to call you, so to just wish you well.
I love you to pieces. And we got it. I didn't drop you. I was trying to do the whole screen thing in case you were a pervert. But I should be so lucky, right? Oh, my goodness. You all, this is somebody out in the world here that I think is a pretty special individual. And so, of course, he would be one of the first people to call and give me a heads up and let me not feel like I'm out here in the universe streaming live in cyberspace and nobody loves me. I know people love me, and I know you love me. What did you do this weekend?
Absolutely. You know, we had a great relaxing weekend. Myself and the family, we went to a place called Carrabba's, and it was such a nice evening. We have a little patio bar that we kind of put together and had some wine outside as we watched the new moon on Saturday. So it was the full moon. It was outstanding. We had just a relaxing weekend. I mean, it was just relaxing. It really was.
I'm so glad that LeVan brought that up because we're now at the end of that full moon cycle. But did you all get a chance to see that moon? It almost seemed like you could see the craters and the bumps and the dips in the moon without a telescope.
We were driving and I was told to look to the right. And I looked over as we're going down this dark street, and there was the moon just sitting there following us, playing peekaboo behind the tall trees. It was was almost a sight from a movie. It was so fascinating. So yeah, it was a beautiful movie.
Yeah, we had an opportunity. Like I said, we went over, had a little Thai food, and then after we drove up on the beach, as I let a lot of my listeners know last year, that Lake Worth is its 100th birthday this year. And they have completed this whole area up on the beach and kind of restored it to a 1920s kind of vibe. And we drove up there after dinner, and that moon just glistening on that ocean was just beyond. And there is a business and a restaurant up at the water. And every full moon, they sponsor a drum circle and a bonfire out on the beach. And so it's really a lot of fun. So again, if you all are in the area, you know what, on the full moon next month, check it out. Go to Mulligan's on the Beach, I believe is their website, or at least the name of the restaurant. But Mulligan's on the Beach. The fare is decent. They sponsor the bonfire and the drum circle. There's no admission. There's no fee except for paying for your parking. So they are metered parking. So it takes credit card. It takes cash. It takes coin. It takes everything. So by all means, you all, come on out. It was a very, very beautiful evening. I kind of crashed that first night. Because I had just been all over the map on Saturday. You know, I was here, and then we took Cece for a walk over to my Mother Earth Cafe at Mother Earth Cafe, and we had a fabulous salad, and Cece got to hang out with a couple of our Mr. Mo and a sweet little dog named Pino. He was like, he was a very bizarre mix, because he looked like he had tiger stripes. And he looked like a normal dog until you saw his underbite.
Only you.
It talks about doggy dentures. Uh-oh. This puppy did a replacement lower jaw, man. But he was sweet.
That's funny. Well, I don't want to take up too much of your time. I just wanted to call in and say thanks. And so everyone knows I do represent Miss Cleo. I am your manager. I am her manager. And you know, any questions, they can always
come my way.
So
at LD,
I will apologize up front for everyone if there's some things that just comes our way and we must decline at this time, because there's so much going on. So I just want to put that up front. There you have it.
Thank you so much, my darling. I'm glad you're out there. I'm gonna let him go. Thank you, boss man. You know I love you.
Have a good one.
So how about that? Okay, we got our first. Don't you love it? See, that's what I'm talking about. The people, though, that I get an opportunity to work with are pretty special individuals. They would have to be in order to keep up with my crazy self. But they are so good to me, and they genuinely love me, and they appreciate what I do. And moreover, they believe in me. And so that makes it so much more necessary for me to do a good show, do the work that they can be proud of, as well as myself, you know. Now, we're coming up on the last few minutes here of today's show. And again, today's show did not have any commercials or anything of that nature. But when you tune in on Wednesday, all of those segments and breaks will be programmed and ready to go. We will also have some portions of the show that will be pre-recorded, simply because if someone's schedule doesn't allow them to visit us on the air live, then we don't want to turn down that individual just because we can't get them live. So we will go ahead and let you know that you're going to be listening to a pre-recorded segment. But it's going to be nice, neat, entertaining, lots of opportunities for new ways to take this. So I know, as I said earlier, very, very, very excited. Now, LeVan mentioned before he got off the air that we had a very intense full moon, and it was most gorgeous. For those of you out there that are born under the sun sign of Leo, or your moon sign is in Leo. The weekend had mixed emotions at best. Perhaps on Saturday you were happier than you've been in a long time, and then perhaps on something on Sunday just may have jarred your feelings and you may have felt a little bit tired or a little bit listless. No worries. No worries at all. You'll be moving out of it in the next couple of days as we come to the end of January. We have got some exciting astrological and astronomical events coming up in the next 8 weeks, and we hope to spend a great deal of time talking about those. I am also hoping to bring a friend of mine who has extreme astrology knowledge onto the show. He's a bit shy, but I certainly believe that he can share some information that will be helpful. I certainly know that his information is continually helpful to me. And one last note, we are tightening up and also creating a social framework for conversations with Cleo. So while we are on Twitter and we are on Facebook now, we are on Blog Talk Radio, and we are now on the World Wide Web. It is www.conversationswithcleo.net. And this page will ultimately kind of send you to all the rest of the pages. So if you can't find us one place, you'll be able to find us another. We also will be featuring on the conversationswithcleo.net website both of the links to CD Baby and iTunes for Full Moon Madness. Full Moon Madness will be dropping at the end of March. But as I said, we will be keeping you all in the loop on a continuum and making sure that you are part of the conversation as often as you will allow us. So on that note, my dears, I thank you so much for tuning in. I thank you for the love and the continued love as we rebuild here at Blog Talk Radio. And on that note, I am going to let Mama Lang take me out of this segment singing Sim Katile. Have a good day, and I'll chat with y'all on Wednesday. Easy now. Tandani, was I mean my daughter? Was I sister's name?
long.